Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my loving salutations with gratitude to the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba. This evening we have first the speaker from Hyderabad, Mrs. Mallila Prashanti. She's an IAS officer. Mallila Prashanti is comes from a family of very old devotees, probably like 4 decades. Mrs. Prashanti, she's a gold medalist in Bachelor of Arts, Master of Arts, and MPhil from Central University, Hyderabad. And she's formerly worked as Managing Director in Women Finance Corporation, Managing Director of Telangana Foods, and she's also instrumental in starting She Taxis for women in Hyderabad. It's my pleasure to welcome this evening Mrs. Prashanti, who is working currently as a joint collector of Hyderabad district, to share her thoughts on this occasion. Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba. Respected members of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and Ishwaramba Trust, and dear sisters and brothers of the Sai family, it is indeed a great honor to be participating in this Women's Day function in the divine presence of Swami in Puttaparthi. Coming to Puttaparthi is a homecoming for me, for it is here that I was born as an individual when Swami named me Prashanti. My earliest recollections of Swami is when I was around 2 in the interview room, and I remember I was crying with a stomachache, and the ever compassionate Swami, he gave me some vibhuti. And that was the beginning of this beautiful journey of a bonding with Swami. And there's never been a day where I have not interacted with Swami in my heart and from my mind. I remember as a child, when I would go for an exam, I'll say, let me do the exam well. Please, please, Swami. And I could hear Swami telling me, yes, definitely I'll give you the energy, all the energy you want, work hard, and definitely you do well in your exams. And I remember another time when I had gone for district games in a remote area in Andhra Pradesh, and where there were no toilets. And the day before, I had overeaten on some street food and I was in need of a toilet. And I said, Swami, please, I want a bathroom. Swami, please, I want a bathroom. And you will not believe, that day, after about 1 or 2 excruciating hours of stomach pain, a mobile toilet, you know, was wheeled into that village for the first time. So, and another very good Swami Leela that I have an experience from my childhood was when it was Swami's birthday and we wanted to make pulihar. This is a rice snack that we make with tamarind. And Swami used to like peanuts in it. And there were no peanuts in our house then. So we were disappointed. Do we give up doing the pulihar? And we just kept it aside and we were roaming around. And we had a God's room in our house where we used to do bhajans, and we just exclusively kept for Swami. And when we went into that room, we found peanuts scattered all over the carpet. So these were leelas. Actually, for me, they were not miracles. For me, it was as natural as the relationship or the response that a mother would give to a child. So that was the kind of relationship that we had with Swami. But as Swami himself said, life is not all smooth sailing. So there are stresses in life. In fact, Swami in his words said, Mame vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanathanaha manasamsthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati That is, the living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmented parts, Swami said. But due to the conditioned life, they are struggling with the six senses, including the mind. So as a young adult, when I faltered in my career choices, Swami would say to me, this is not the end of the world. You have aptitude in other areas, and definitely you'll shine brilliantly in your career. And today, I think I'm a living example of that, and I find myself living that truth. I have the satisfaction of helping hundreds and thousands of the poorest of the poor and the vulnerable sections in the course of my job. And this, as opposed to some of my classmates, I think, who probably, you know, get fat salaries, but who find themselves probably coding day and night, and they wonder, what is our aim in life? So I feel blessed that way. But what makes me proud and gives me the utmost satisfaction is that I carry with me the legacy of the entire value system that has come from my association with the Sai activities, including the Bal Vikas. So for me, my job is not just a mechanical activity, but a service where I've tried to inculcate the Sai element in me. And my staff too, wherever I go, I try to, you know, inculcate this kind of a feeling. For instance, a small example, when a person comes to my office for help, we first politely speak to the person, get him to sit or her to sit down, give them a glass of water if they want, and then we give a good listening to what their problem is and counsel them, and if possible, we try to help them as much as we can, and we keep holding their hands, you know, helping hands, and seek out, talk to them on the telephone now and then, and see that they don't revert back the problem. This is a policy that I've tried to follow, and I've tried to, you know, teach my staff also. So that, I think, is element of spirituality in our work, in our everyday work. And that is what we call work is worship. That is what I understand. So addressing a person as a fellow human being and empathizing is like injecting spirituality in your work, is what I strongly feel. For instance, Pochama, the name is not that. She was a HIV positive woman and a young mother who was committing suicide, and we saved her from the suicide, and we did a lot of spiritual counseling. At that point of time, you need spirituality also, something to live by. And today, I'm happy to say that she herself runs a rescue home for like women who are HIV positive, and she has a purpose in life. She's so happy, this person. So this is what, and there are hundreds of such Pochamas to be rescued, lent a hand for help. And there is no dearth of such women in distress in India, in our country. And I think it apt to mention a few words about women power on the occasion of Women's Day here today. Our ancient scriptures talk about the woman being Ardhangini, which means both the men, man and the woman, are equal. One is incomplete without the other. And in fact, there were other references as the woman as Sahadharmini, Sahayogi, Sahakarmini. She is also the embodiment of power. So she is Shakti, the all-powerful Shakti. But over the years, we are sad to say that this position has dwindled and deteriorated. And today we find the statistics show that the woman is in a very pathetic position in the country. The literacy rate of a woman is extremely low. The morbidity rates are high. She falls sick very often. She suffers from poor health. Just to mention a few statistics, about 80% of the labor in the agriculture force are women, yet only 13% of the ownership of property is women, which means they have absolutely no ownership of property too. And then, and when you come to high managerial positions, then the women are about only 2%. So these are the sad statistics about women. And the dropout rates, I think all of you well know, is very high among young girls because they are left at home to look after their siblings. And these are problems that we face every day in our work as administrators in government. So while there are several policies, there are several good policies, but they never implement it. So here is where, you know, we would like a lot of voluntary organizations to help us. And I think here we need to mention that the Ishwarama Trust is playing an excellent and a great role in these activities. I'm just going through this book that was given to me this morning, and definitely they're doing a very good work in this area. And I feel that if all of us women here, I can see such a, you know, big size of the women population here, I think if all of us get together here, definitely we can make wonders, and we can revive, you know, the spiritual role of women. In fact, as described by Swami, Women are the mothers and teachers of the child, especially in the first 5 years. In fact, he talked of the five matas, the deha mata, that she gives birth to the child. There's a go mata, that is the cow which gives milk, and the bhu mata, where the ground from which we crops are sown. Desa mata, that is the country which protects us, and the Veda mata, which is, you know, the spiritual treasure that all of us have. So in conclusion, I would like to say that the Bhagavad Gita has spoken very highly of a woman. It says about 7 great qualities that the woman possesses. I would like to just read this small line. Kirti sthira vacha narinam smitir medha kritishrama, which means that she possesses, you know, the virtue, the woman has virtues. She possesses a very good reputation. She has articulate in her speech. She is intelligent. She has forbearance. She has patience. So these are all the virtues that a woman, a perfect woman, is said to have as per the Bhagavad Gita. And here, among all of yours, let us all strive towards being that perfect woman that our Bhagavad Gita speaks of. Jai Sai Ram.
My pleasure to introduce Gayana Sundar Samragni Padma Vibhushan Srimati Pulapaka Sushila, commonly known as P. Sushila, in an Indian playback singer in the South Indian cinema for over 6 decades. She is also the recipient of 5 national awards for the best female singer and numerous state awards. Srimati P. Sushila is well known for her vocal performances over 40,000 film songs across South Indian languages. She had various opportunities to sing in the Divine Presence during the birthday celebrations, including for the Jhula ceremony in Purnachandra Auditorium. Srimati P. Sushila has sung around 40,000 songs in multiple Indian languages. The Asian Book of Records The Asian Books of Record accepted 18,300 songs in Telugu. She has sung more than 12,000 songs in Tamil, more than 7,000 songs in Kannada and Malayalam. She was awarded the Padma Bhushan by the Government of India in January 2008. Some of her other awards include the Raghupati Venkaya Award for Lifetime Achievement, Andhra Pradesh Government in 2001, honored with the title Gana Saraswati in 2004 by Sangeet Melody Orchestra, Bangalore, Kalai Mamani Bharati Dasan Award and Arignar Anna Award for the Lifetime Contribution by Government of Tamil Nadu. In 2011, She was honored with the Devarajan Sangeet Award. She is also the recipient of the Lata Mangeshkar Music Award conferred by the Andhra Pradesh State Cultural Council for lifetime contribution. She has been recognized by both the Guinness Book of World Records and the Asian Book of Records for singing most number of songs in Indian languages. I welcome P. Sushila.
It's a great honor, madam, to have you here. And on behalf of all the women seated here and elsewhere, all your fans and all the people that adore you for your devotion for Swami and the songs that you have sung in his presence, I must tell you all, many of you must have seen Madam Sushila Garu singing right at the lotus feet of Bhagwan during Jula Mahotsavam, during birthday celebrations of Swami in the Purnachandra Auditorium. That is a sight that has gone very deep in my heart. I'm sure a lot of people will definitely treasure that. Swami would sway in the swing, lost in some trance, sometimes asking Madam to sing one more, asking her to sing another one, and asking her to sing another one. It'll go on and on. Madam, I must tell you, various times Swami recalled his one of those favorite songs from movie Bhakta Prahallada. This year marks 50th year of the movie Bhakta Prahallada. I must also tell the audience here that the girl who enacted as the Bhakta Prahallada, Mrs. Roja Ramani Garu, 50 years ago had darshan of Bhagwan in Sushila Garu's house. Mrs. Anjali Devagaru's house. You must have been there. Today, after 50 years, Mrs. Roja Ramani Garu is here amidst us, marking the 50th year of Bhakta Prahallada. Jeevamu Neede Kada. Swami used to love this song. Pala Kadalipai Seshatalpamuna. I'm sure all of you recall this. Most of the Telugu speaking people definitely will remember that. And I'm sure some of these students here who are assembled here also must have sung in front of Swami. Today, with a lot of love and reverence, Madam, we welcome you. And it's an honor to felicitate. And I think anything we do here would only will fall short of our expression and love for you. Sai Ram.
Mrs. Chetna Raju, Mrs. Madhuri Naganand, Mrs. Kamala Pandya, Mrs. Hima Vahini, Mrs. Sondarya, Mrs. Sarojini, Mrs. B. Devi Vijay, Mrs. Manju Mahajan, Mrs. Savita Naren Ramji, to come on stage to felicitate Padma Bhushan Srimati P. Sushila. Thank you.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Beloved Swami, dearest Sai brothers and sisters gathered here this afternoon, I have the honor and pleasure of introducing the one and only Dana Gillespie. By your applause, I see you know who she is. She is an ardent devotee of Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. She is a musician of international repute. She is a world-renowned blues singer. She was very dear to Swami, as you all know, and she has performed on many birthdays since the 70th year of our beloved Lord. Her first performance to Swami was at his 70th birthday. She has 46 years of music background and has created 65 albums. She has performed with some very well-known performers. Just to give a few names, the well-known David Bowie, Mick Jagger, and Bob Dylan are just a few of those. Dana's music is all about our beloved Lord's message, and that is the message of love. Dana has traveled the world. She has traveled to some far-reaching places where music is never even heard in a spiritual form. But through her music, she has shared the message of our beloved Bhagavan. Please welcome Dana Gillespie. Om Shri Sai Ram.
Dearest, beloved Swami, and dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram. You know, the first time I came here to put a party, it feels like a lifetime ago. And in fact, it was, for me, a lifetime ago because my life changed. And when I first came here, I was so full of questions. I wanted to know so much. And through the years, I've had less and less questions. There's actually, towards the end, I had nothing to ask a Swami because I knew that he was everything, he knew everything. So what was the point in asking? Although I think I might have said this last year, he did once say to me when I had no questions, he said, "Do you want to ask me a question?" I couldn't think of anything too intelligent, so I just said, "Swami, what's the point of it all?" Meaning life. And he just said to me these five very important words, and I keep repeating them. Play the game, be happy. So that's what we're going to do, play the game. And I'd like to start with the first song which I wrote, which was actually all about asking questions, but I said, I've got none now. I just know that the only thing that is important is love, the forever version. Some questions, you had the answers, so why do you move me the way you do? I was always curious. Why?
had died. I had some questions, you had the answers. So why, oh why do you move me the way you do? Has something happened to my heart when I looked at you? And now for the first time, oh, I know this love is true. It's love, the forever version. It's love, the forever version. It's love, the forever version. Oh, it's love, the forever version. How's that? Well, I had some questions, and you had the answers too. But now, oh, why do you move me? She's up to heaven.
How sweet is love.
Well, it's so divine, tastes like no other.
How sweet is love.
It's a mystery in eternity. Can really fathom this, no one but he.
How
strong is love? It can break down barriers and it can knock down walls.
How long is love?
Well, it just goes on and on forever. Oh, it's love, the forever version.
Thank you. You know, Swami once said that the best way to look and find him is to see him in everyone else. And I got a really sweet little story about this. When I came here and sang in the stadium for the 75th birthday, I had my own English musicians with me. But when I came back the following year for the 76th, I came alone. And Swami came straight up to me and he said, "Where are your musicians?" And I said, "Well, Swami, I haven't got any with me." And he said, "Don't worry, I'll send you my boys." And in those days, there was very little interaction between Swami's golden boys and a lone Western woman. But the house that I always stayed in over at the back there, there was a room at the back perfect for practicing. And that afternoon, seven boys duly arrived. They came into the back room. They put their instruments down. And I said, "Okay, now, when we do the concert, I'm going to introduce each and every one of you by name." And they all looked horrified and said, no, you can't possibly do that. We're Swami's boys." And I remember thinking, God, this is really awful, because for an English person, it's the height of lack of respect not to introduce your musicians. You can be the best singer in the world, but it means nothing if you don't have your musicians. So I said nothing, and we started practicing, but I was a little worried because I knew they'd never played this Western music before, and especially I was worried because the sitar player was all over the place. He hadn't been playing for very long, and he kept fiddling around with the sitar, and he couldn't sort of tune it, and I'm thinking, how is it ever going to work? And every evening back at the house, at the woman there who Swami was called my, she called her my heart sister, Hema, I'd be complaining to Hema, "What am I going to do for the concert? It's going to be a disaster." Anyway, a few days later, Swami came and he said, "I'm going to come to the house and I'm coming to the practice, but you mustn't tell anyone. Well, I knew I had to tell the boys so that they'd all be neat and tidy, and I had to tell Hema, because being the lady of the house, everything had to be spick and span. His chair had to be put out. His silver plate and cup had to be prepared. Food had to be prepared. And, of course, he arrives in the back room, sits on his chair, and the first thing he says, and now I want, she's going to introduce each and every one of you one by one for the concert. So that showed me how he knew everything. Anyway, after the practice was over, we go into the outer room, and there's a great long table, and it's got about 15 plates of savory stuff, and behind it, 15 little bowls of paisam. And I'm standing behind Swami, and he's passing the food out. And I'm thinking, oh, Swami, I don't want any of that savory stuff, but I'd love a bowl of paisam. And without missing a beat, he reaches forward, picks up the bowl, gives it a little stir, hands it to me, and then goes on passing the savory stuff. So you have to be careful what you wish for, because sometimes you get it. And, of course, I know paisam is fattening, but it's ooh so delicious. Anyway, there's a row of seats. Swami sits down there. I sit down next to him, but to be honest, I did leave an empty space between us. Much as I would have liked to have cozied up, I somehow thought it wouldn't have been the done thing. So we're sitting there, and suddenly the sitar player ran into the back room and came back and offered something to Swami in a silver little box. And that was when I looked at this boy's love at Swami, and it hit me that this is how one should see God, by looking in everyone else. Because he taught me, this boy who was having trouble with the sitar, showed me. At that time I thought, I don't care if he's totally out of tune, and I don't even care if he's got no strings on his sitar. I had seen love by looking at him who was looking at Swami, and it shook me very much. So that was the lesson that I got from that. I'd like to do a song now that, because it's Women's Day or Ladies' Day or females anyway, I always think of my mother. This is a song that I actually did with this group of musicians for the 76. I've not even thought about it since then, but it seemed suitable because I was very lucky. I had a mother who was absolutely glorious and marvelous. I couldn't have wished for a better mother. But Swami said, no matter how marvelous the love is with your mother, the best love of all is to have the love of the Lord, which is why I came to write this song, which is called More Than a Mother's Love.
Say so much, no other one has got that touch. For as the eyelid protects the eye, I know you'll always be standing by with more than a mother's love, with more than a mother's love. What I long for, you know will kill me. And what I think will kill me, you know will heal me. Loving you, I enter a darkness when I can't see anything. And he says, you don't need to, because I'm guiding you by your hand. With more closer than my beating heart. I know we'll never be apart. Wherever love's camel will go, I will follow you, this I know. More than a mother's love, with more than a mother's love, who has such power and splendor, a tower of strength, yet so tender. If towards the Lord you take a single step, then with much more than a mother's love, he takes 10 steps towards you to accept you. Oh, such is the Guru's grace. With more than a mother's love, with more than a mother's love, with more than a mother's love, with more. Thank you. You know, Swami said that the mother is so important because when we're born, the place that we're born, we talk about it as our motherland. And the language that we first learn, that's our mother tongue. Well, I'd like to use another way of expressing the word mother, slightly different to the kind of grooves you hear in the cycle one tall. But I feel very strongly that my mission is also to take music to the poor Westerners. You know, I'm often asked, isn't Swami's love only for, mostly for Indians? This is by people who don't understand. So I like to put his message or things about him into music that's kind of a bit more modern for younger people perhaps. And what a joy it is to know that he's always with us. And when we are maybe no more in the body that we're in now, we all go back to what I call the mothership. Or not. Yes. In the darkness, if you're looking for something that's lost, I found what was lost, as it lay in my heart. Life can be a treacherous path, but I won't slip, cause I'm hip, I'm going back to the mothership. Can't hold it in any longer. Oh yes, I'm gonna let it rip, cause I'm hip, I'm going back, I'm back to the mothership. I'm gonna step over the edge and take the ultimate trip, cause I'm hip, I'm going back, back to the mothership. Like the river runs. You're waiting here for me. Like the storm clouds are just hiding the sun. I'm coming home to you. Oh, you're the one. I'm gonna tell you the good news, as I was given a hot tip. 'Cause I'm hip, I'm going back to the mothership. I'm gonna get a hold of this. I'm gonna get a grip. 'Cause I'm hip, I'm going back to the mothership. I'm gonna shake all of this old stuff. If I must, I must strip. 'Cause I'm hip, I'm going back to the mothership. I'm gonna tell you the good news. Yes, I was given a hot tip. 'Cause I'm hip, I'm going back to the mothership. I'm going back, I'm going back to the mothership.
Thank you. And we're all going back to... Well, actually, we're not. We are with him always, as we know. Otherwise, we wouldn't all be sitting here. Now, last year at Ladies' Day, I did a, talked a little bit, and I finished it off by singing something a cappella, you know, with no backing track or anything, because it was a bit of a song that I hadn't sung since the very first Ladies' Day was here. And I'd actually, to be honest, I'd forgotten the middle bit. So I thought I'd better put that right and make it sound lovely and put the middle bit in. And you know, the wonderful thing about Swami and his teachings is the simplicity of it all. I mean, I know we've got love all, serve all, because you can't say better than that. But the other... I don't even need to introduce these words to you because you know it all. And it's very simple. It's start the day with love. Thank you. Well, of course, they're his words. I'd like to finish with just one last song. You know, wherever I've been to quite a few countries around the world now, singing to side groups. I mean, I have my normal job, which is singing to what I call normal people, and then there's us abnormals. And wherever I go, if I'm foolish enough to ask these crowds, do you have a favorite? Do you want to put a request? And they put their hand up. Foolish, because I nearly always know what the answer is going to be. It's either going to be Allahu Akbar, because everyone knows I love that bhajan, or it'll be this next song. And this song is the only song that I didn't write, because I really only sing songs that I've written myself. So it's quite galling for me that somebody else wrote it, but it was written by a marvelous lady in Chicago called Geeta Chanalia, and I always think the composers should be given credit too. So I thank her for having given me this song, and I've sung it to you quite a few times in front of Swami, but it's the one that gets more requests than any of the others, so I'd like to finish with this. It's called Shower the Rose Petals.
Lovely fragrance.
Thank you. Thank you, Swami, for letting me sing. And thank to all of you for listening to me. Jai Sai Ram.
One and only one Dana indeed. Dana, it was a fabulous performance. I'm sure it was so rhythmic. Everybody was clapping in tune with your songs. And it took us back to the days when you were singing in the midst of all of us in the divine presence. It brought us back the memories with Swami when you were singing here. I take the opportunity to also share with you all today, recalling the same day last year when I stood here and announced the formation of Global Women, Sri Satya Sai Global Women. Satya Sai Global Women do a lot of service all over the world. Last year, a think tank came into existence, which would fill in a lot of gaps and take new ideas, go around the world and spread the Sai message. The result of which I must share with you, there is an app created in this digital and technological world today. App is a very easy way, an instantaneous way to contact information and do a lot of work without wasting money, time, or any infrastructure. Sri Satya Sai Global Women app comes into existence today, and it will be open for all the women. Not only Satya Sai organization people, Satya Sai people who are involved in the works of Sai, also any general women around the world who can participate through the app in any act of service. The app will come into force from January next year. I welcome all of you to log into that at least once and go through the details and the ideas and the sense of participation that you can get. Feel free to give suggestions, ideas, and take this women movement forward and make the whole world a peaceful and loving world. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Sai Ram, we the daughters of Bhagwan across the globe have the pleasure to facilitate our another beloved daughter of Bhagwan, Dana Gillespie. Felicitate, for the lifetime contribution for spreading Bhagwan's message around the world through her music. Dana, please come.
Chetna Raju, Mrs. Kamala Pandya, Dr. Haima Reddy, Ms. Suniti Khastogir, Mrs. Shakuntala Daswani, Ms. Rani Java, Mrs. Indira Kalwani, Mrs. Chitra Mirpuri, Mrs. Jyoti Badlani, Ms. Deepa Singh, Mrs. Savita Hatiramani to come on stage to felicitate Ms. Dana Gillespie. drama presentation by Sri Satya Sai Primary School.
Entitled Pure Love at the Divine Lotus Feet of Mother Sai. The story of creation is so very sweet. For our pining souls, it is a heavenly treat. In the very beginning, stillness, silence reigned supreme. Silence of the great presence, total, absolute, unseen. What is this great presence? So awesome, so sublime. It is indeed the Mahatattva. The ultimate divine. From this Mahatattva flows an endless stream, a stream of pure love, eternally supreme. This love awakens conscious expansion, leading to the cosmic creation. The Mahatattva then becomes the Aham Tattva, the majestic He. Exuding celestial light of love in a gushing flow, activating the cosmos with a radiant glow, creating the scintillating Srishti, the elegant She. With the flourish of perfection, the supreme Mahatattva scripts His peerless story thus.
Come one, come all. See yourself in me, for I see myself in you all. I separated myself from myself only to love myself.
And when humanity forgets its own identity, creates an imbalance in nature through its frivolity, the Mahatattva then dons the royal vesture of Avatara Purusha, God's most loving gesture. He reminds humanity of its divine nature and reinstalls it to its pristine stature.
Now unfolds the divine story of the greatest, grandest, and the most glorious avatar that ever walked the earth. We are right now at Kailash in the presence of Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati.
Thank you.
presence.
Sri Gauri Nathaya Namo, Bhasmangaragaya Namo, Gangadharaya Parameshwaraya, Sri Neelakanthaya Namo Namo, Sri Gauri Nathaya Namo, Bhasmangaragaya Namo. గడిచిపోయినవి స్వామి, నా మొరలు విని నీవు కరుణించవేని, నిరసించితినయ్యా పాలాక్షుడా, నిలువలేకున్నాను ఓ నిర్వికారుడా. శరణన్న రక్షించు శ్రీ పారిజాత, ఓ మహాయజ్ఞములు తన పెట్టినాను, సతితోడని వచ్చి దీవించవయ్యా, సతితోడని వచ్చి దీవించవయ్యా.
We shall most certainly preside over the sacred yajna that you will perform. We are profoundly touched and immensely pleased by your austerity, penance and prayer. It is our sankalpa to grant the greatest boon to you.
The greatest boon? I am greatly honored and blessed.
Sai Rupamu Nandi శిరిడిలో వెలసెదను, శివశక్తి రూపమున పత్తిలో నిలిచెదను, శక్తి రూపమునంది మరి యొక్క మారుని గోత్రాన జన్యుచి శుభము చేకూర్చెదను.
రిమెంబర్ వెన్ ఐ ఇన్కార్నేట్ యాజ్ ద మహాశివ శక్తి, the Shakti aspect will suffer a stroke for 7 days and the Shiva aspect will effect a pure.
Blessed indeed am I.
I, Kasturi, Baba's chiseled child, had the golden privilege of living with the self-same Shiva who promised to incarnate in the Bharadwaj Gotra. I still vividly recollect the never-to-be-forgotten Guru Purnima day in 1963 when the Lord made the epoch-making declaration that he is Mahashiva Shakti Swarupa. He was paralyzed for 7 long days down his left side. On this chosen day, in the presence of multitudes, he sprinkled water on the affected left side and cured himself in a trice. It was then that he revealed to us the Divya Rahasya of his birth. Interestingly, sages, saints and messiahs had already prophesied his advent and had prepared the earth for his coming.
Dari tappina tana mekamulanu rakshinchutakai పరలోకమందున్న నా తండ్రి మరల అవతరించుంది.
for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they are?
Master, your message is truly enlightening. Please tell us more.
Verily, I say unto you, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they shall ascend the kingdom of my Father.
Master, is it possible that humanity will ever know who art its Father, or behold the face of the King of Kings?
Yes, you shall. I am the Son of God. I have come to prepare the way for His coming.
His coming?
Yes. He that has sent me shall walk this earth, sanctifying it with His presence.
And what shall He be called?
Behold the Lamb, hark to the sound of its bleating.
Ba, 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 sit, Baba.
Yes, that shall be the name of my Father, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
యేసు ప్రభువు ప్రకటించిన ఆ పరిపూర్ణ అవతారుడు భూమిలో ప్రభవించే సమయం ఆసన్నమైనది. ఆహ్వానించుడి, పూజించుడి.
సెయింట్ జాన్, ది అపోస్టల్ ఆఫ్ క్రైస్ట్, రివీల్స్ హిస్ విజన్.
అండ్ ఐ సా ద హెవెన్స్ ఓపెన్ అండ్ బిహెల్డ్ ఎ వైట్ హార్స్ అండ్ హీ దట్ సాట్ అపాన్ ఇట్ వాస్ కాల్డ్ Faithful and true. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that none knew but he himself. He was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood, and he has a name, the Word of God. All the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses and clothed in white linen. And he has a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Did you see that? Now we have the secret unveiling in a Muslim congregation.
అల్లా విశ్వాన్నిలే విజేత అవతరిస్తున్నాడు. వాలేకుం సలాం, వాలేకుం సలాం.
అల్లాహు అక్బర్, ప్రైజ్ బి టు అల్లా.
బ్రదర్స్, టుడే ఐ చాన్స్డ్ అపాన్ దిస్ బుక్ మెహదీ మౌద్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ద గ్రేట్ టీచర్ దట్ వాస్ ప్రామిస్డ్.
ది గ్రేట్ టీచర్ దట్ వాస్ ప్రామిస్డ్. Our hearts are kindled with eagerness. Please tell us more.
This great teacher will be the master of the worlds, master of time, God's president, God speaking and advising.
But how are we to know him?
By the signs and marks revealed to us by our master.
It's mind-boggling. Tell us, what will he look like?
His hair will be profuse. His forehead will be large and concave. His nose will be small with a bump at the bridge. He will have a mole on his cheek. He will be clean shaven.
What vesture will this great being adorn?
His clothing will be like a flame. Note, the color of his face will sometimes be yellow like gold, sometimes very dark, and sometimes shining like the moon.
Stupendous indeed. Please continue.
The teachings of all the religions of the world will be in his heart from birth. So also, all the science and knowledge of the world from beginning of time. All the things which you ask of God, he will give you.
What a strange prediction. My hair stands on end.
Disciples, know this so as not to be deceived. You shall know the master of the world will bring things out of his body through his mouth. All the treasures of the world are under his feet. Arise, awaken to this reality, brothers.
Let us go to the abode of the first of the triple incarnations promised to sage Bharadwaj, Shirdi.
Malik Ek. Pranams, O Deva. Baba, our hearts have been yearning and our eyes have been pining for your darshan. We search and search for you everywhere. You were not in the masjid. You were not in Dwaraka Mai.
My dear ones, you need not go far or anywhere in search of me. Barring your name and form, there exists in you, as well as in all beings, a sense of consciousness that is myself. Knowing this, you see me inside yourself and in all beings. If you practice this, you will attain oneness with me.
O Deva, all these things are beyond my ken. I am unable to fathom you.
You don't need to fathom me. Just live in my omnipresence. I am the one inherent in the primordial Omkar, the Mahatattva.
Beloved Baba, everything is in you and you are the all-pervasive one. You are our Sadguru, Sai Maharaj. Lord, we can't bear to see you clad in tatters and living in ruins.
Remember, Shama, I am bound by the physical limitations and the devotion of my bhaktas. Now also, I am happy in these ruins and tattered clothes. Tomorrow, if my bhaktas, for their happiness, ask me to live in a palace and clothe me in silken robes, then also I shall be happy. Their happiness is my ananda, my blessings to all.
Baba.
Oh, Sharada, come, I have been waiting for you. Look, I have kept these coins for you. Come, take them.
Baba, why are you giving me these coins?
Keep them safe. I shall ask for them at the right time in my next incarnation.
Next incarnation? Baba, what does that mean?
Gauri, I shall come back with the same name in Andhra.
Andhra? Baba, please don't leave me. Please keep me with you at your lotus feet always.
Child, I shall keep you with me, giving you Ananda in the next incarnation. You are destined to serve me then.
Baba, will this secret never be unraveled?
Everything will reveal itself in good time. Allah Malik.
My dear ones, I have had the fortune of meeting and talking to this blessed soul, Sharadamma, who has seen both the incarnations of Lord Sai.
In the year 1940, Baba assured Sharada Devi, fondly called Pedda Bottu by him, that he was the self-same Baba of Shirdi by asking her for the coins he had given her in Shirdi.
Here begins the golden age of Sai Mahima.
Lord Baba is verily pure love walking on two legs. Brothers and sisters, I, Dr. Frank Boronowski of Arizona University, a scientist by profession and an aura expert, state with indubitable clarity and authenticity of existential evidence that the aura that Bhagavan projects is not that of a human. The white, the blue, the gold, the silver, and the pink aura that flows out of him in an endless stream consistently transcends human understanding. He is truly God. God. God.
Without a shadow of doubt, He is God, the Almighty One, encompassing earth and space. I'm Mr. Homer Youngs, a scientist based in California, and I too have a story that hinges on the unbelievable to share with you all about this unique phenomenon called Satya Sai. We had satellite photographs of Puttaparthi taken from EROS, Earth Resources Orbiting Sensor. These satellite photos were taken with different degrees of ultra-green and red light. They were taken from 200 miles above the Earth and covered 200 square miles. When the photos were developed, the contour of Baba's face was clearly seen in the topography of the Earth. Look, you can easily discern the crown-like black hair, the eyes, the shape of his nose, and even the birthmark on his cheek.
Amazing, yet true. That is our Lord. You know, even as a toddler, Satya Sai's divinity was recognized, and he was worshipped as God by devout souls of the hamlet.
తెలీదు గాని నేను చూస్తూనే ఉన్నాగా.
చూశాను ఈశ్వరమ్మా, చూడని నీవేనమ్మా, నీ బిడ్డడు బిడ్డడు కాడు కలియుగ అవతారుడమ్మా.
Divine the truth of Satya's reality and his mammoth mission, the transformation of the human heart.
Transformation of the human heart, raising us from animality to humanity and from humanity to divinity. I, Kalpagiri, stand as a living testimony to this divine alchemy.
Kalpagiri, regale the people with your story.
Well, I shall do so. Many years ago,
I have committed a foul murder. I must escape from the sleuth-eyed police of this area. What shall I do? These naive people get carried away by sadhus and sannyasis. Let me masquerade as a sadhu and hoodwink them.
And then I slithered silently towards the Himalayas. But no matter how many times I chanted the Lord's name, I was unable to smother the squeaks of my conscience. 4 years rolled by, and the Lord decided to show mercy on me. By divine providence, I reached Puttaparthi, the abode of living God. I was summoned for an interview. Pranams to thee, O Lord, Kalpagiri.
How could you adorn these ochre robes with a guilt-smitten heart?
Baba, I don't understand.
Kalpagiri, nothing can be hidden from me by time or space or the artifice of man. Remember, you cannot escape or run away from the consequences of your deeds. Debt, enmity, and murder have to be atoned for. There is no escape.
Lord, what should I do? I surrender to you.
Discard these ochre robes. They ill become a debtor who has not paid his dues. Go and give yourself up to the police.
But Lord, they will put a noose around my neck.
That shall not happen. I promise that. Your neck shall wear not a noose, but a jap mala, which I shall myself put around your neck after you have served your sentence.
Baba is Satya Bodhaka. My death penalty was nullified and I was free from the recoil of the stab I had inflicted on a fellow being. This is not just my story. There are innumerable Kalpagiris in this world who have been transformed by Bhagwan Baba.
After transformation comes the Lord's confirmation and divine declaration, which will pull our heartstrings and make it fall in line with the cosmic rhythm.
వచ్చినారంట ఎందుకని ఈశ్వరమాడుగా ముద్దుగా సెలవిచ్చినారట ఇలా ముద్దు ముద్దుగా సెలవిచ్చినారట
భక్తుల్ని బ్రోవగా వచ్చాను
are indeed his pancha pranas even to this day. Call out to him by any name and he will come running to you all the same.
We are in the city of New York in the US. This is a Hispanic woman who does not know Bhagwan Baba. She is a staunch Catholic.
Oh Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. My only child is dying. Both her kidneys have failed. Jesus, I can't afford a kidney transplant for her. Oh Lord, you must save her. I have none other to turn to but you. Please save her. You are my sole refuge.
A few days later, this lady is seen at her workplace in Broadway. Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, an ardent, long-standing devotee of Bhagwan, also comes there An interesting conversation ensues. An eye-opener indeed.
This lady looks like an Indian. Is my dream coming true?
You, an Indian?
Yes. Do you have some bhuti with you?
Bhuti? What is bhuti?
Bhuti, white powder.
White powder? You mean vibhuti?
Yes, yes, vibhuti. That is what he said.
Who is this he?
A person with curly hair, an orange robe.
Curly hair, orange robe? My Sai, Sai Baba.
Yes, yes, he said his name is Sai Baba.
Where did you meet Sai Baba?
Ma'am, he has been coming in my dreams every day for the past 4 days.
And what did he tell you?
He came in answer to my prayer to Lord Jesus.
Prayer to Lord Jesus?
Yes, ma'am. My child is very sick. I am very poor. I prayed to Jesus and Sai Baba answered my prayers.
How did he do it?
Sai Baba told me to ask an Indian lady for bhuti and give it to my child. That will make my child all right. Madam, please give me bhuti quickly.
Wait a moment. I hope I find some vibhuti in my purse. Wow! This is truly incredible. This packet is surely the one packed by the Lord himself. It is definitely meant for her. You know, 6 months ago, Baba had created vibhuti and lovingly packed it in white paper. I had put it in my purse and it had mysteriously disappeared. Today, it has reappeared. Now I know it is for this lady. Several months later, I came to Prashanti Nilayam and was summoned for the most coveted interview. Do you know what Baba's opening words were?
Pilla Bagundi. No kidney transplant.
What a divine confirmation of the divine intervention.
Sai answers every anguish call. Whatever the hour, however big the cry, all the gods are in Sai's fall.
Does is with selfless love, for love, and this unsullied love loves to sacrifice. Even as a small boy, Baba gave up his home and heart for the evolution and upliftment of humanity. It is a memorable day, and Satya has just returned from school.
Satya, you have come.
I have come to go.
Go? Go where, Satya?
Go to my bhaktas. They are calling me. The time has come to begin my avataric mission.
Avataric mission? What has happened to you, Satya?
Maya has left me. Now I have a stupendous task to perform. I am going.
Stop, Satya. Listen to me. Do not slight my words.
The words me and mine are forbidden words, forms of ego.
What, Satya? Such high philosophy at such a tender age?
Age? I am ageless.
Satya, as your elder brother, I implore you not to go anywhere. Be at home.
Home? The universe is my home.
Satya, what utterances are these? Please give up the idea of going away.
My mission of Loka Kshema and Loka Kalyana has begun. None born on earth can change my sankalpa.
Nenu
Loves without conditions, cares without expectations, and makes every life a celebration. Brother Homer, I, Chum Sai, a scientist from Thailand, live today and call life a celebration solely because of the protective hand of the ever-giving Lord. That's very heartwarming. Can you tell us more? With delight. It was around 1945. The Second World War had not yet ended and we were in constant fear of bombardment. One day, my mother was standing in front of our house when...
Who is this strange little boy standing outside? I have never seen him before.
Excuse me, madam. I have something to offer you.
What is it? White sand. What am I to do with it?
Madam, please sprinkle it all over the roof of your house.
But why should I sprinkle this white sand over my roof?
Madam, it'll be good for you and your son. God's protective arms are around you. Do not worry.
Then my mother did as she was directed. Within a few minutes, an air raid took place. All the houses in the entire neighborhood were destroyed except ours. Certainly, we felt warm and cozy in God's protective arms. Years later, during one of the summer courses, I narrated this wonderful experience in the presence of our beloved Bhagwan. I told that the boy had given my mother white sand. Bhagwan immediately interjected and remarked,
I gave his mother vibhuti and he calls it white sand.
What a divine, soul-stirring revelation.
Indeed, Bhagwan Baba is the avatar of the age, the Prema avatar. Truth is his name, love his breath, dharma his voice, his presence, peace. Hark to the golden voice of the avatar.
Ye prema shakti che, ye prema shakti che, idaruni chakram irusule kundaga tirugutundi. Ye prema shakti che, ఎల్ల నక్షత్రాలు నేలరాలక మింట నిలిచియుండే. ఎల్ల నక్షత్రాలు నేలరాలక మింట నిలిచియుండే. ఏ ప్రేమ శక్తి చే ఉడమి పైబడకుండ కడలి రాయడు కాళ్ళు ముడుచుకునియే. ఏ ప్రేమ శక్తి చే ఇరేడు లోకాలు గాలి దేవుడు సురటీలు విసురే. ఆ మహా ప్రేమ శక్తి ఏ గొప్ప శక్తి. ఈ మహా సృష్టి అంతయు ప్రేమమయమే. ఈ మహా శృతియంతయు ప్రేమమయమి.
మధురం అతి మధురం సాయివాణి అతి మధురం.
సత్య సాయి రామ సాయి రామ హరి హరి. సత్య సాయి రామ సాయి రామ హరి హరి. ప్రేమ శాంతి స్వరూప హరి హరి. దిన
Your name, a
achieves wonders, tears apart our ego asunder, awakens the Divya Shakti in us. O Rama, the power of your name is tremendous. I, a mere monkey, could cross the ocean deep. From animality to divinity, oh, what a glorious leap. Your name made the impossible possible for me, a mere Vanara. How much more easy it must be for you, oh, blessed Manava. Oh, Sai Ram, I behold your mission divine as a cosmic tree, bestowing love, bliss, joy and peace absolutely free. You have sown the seeds of virtues so tenderly and watered it with your premadhara so selflessly.
Look at the sturdy trunk which has grown out of the network of Bal Vikas and Educare programs which you have so lovingly started. It is empowering and sublimating me, the Mano Shakti, within each human, making him dazzle as a divine spark.
Lord, I see the branches and leaves of selfless seva which you have painstakingly taught through your peerless life. Your life is verily Vedanta in action. Lord, your every word is a mantra. Your every phrase is a sutra. Your every sentence is a Gayatri. Your every discourse is an Upanishad. You have divinized me, Lord, the Vak Shakti in all humans through your Brahma Vak.
Lord, you have purified me, the Kriya Shakti in all, by teaching us the true meaning of Seva, wherein he that serves and he that receives both fuse into one. Brothers and sisters, when earth-shaking earthquakes, turbulent tsunamis, cyclonic storms ravage the earth, I see you all, the Sai Crusaders, the selfless Sevadal volunteers, directly appointed by God, rushing to the forlorn and helpless to provide succor. My heart brims with joy and warmth. We are grateful to thee, most adorable Lord Sai, for giving us the singular good fortune of living and learning from you. Bless us that we all lose ourselves in Sai Seva,
immerse our hearts in Sai Chintana,
submerge our minds in Sai Dhyana,
empower ourselves with Sai Nama,
and search forth as your Sai Prema Swarupularas.
Sai ni kanna kanula denta bhagyamo.
Thank you.
మధుర మధుర మురళీ ఘనశ్యామ మధుర మధుర మురళీ ఘనశ్యామ మధురాధిపతే రాధే శ్యామ సూరదాస ప్రభు హే గిరిధారీ ప్రభు హే గిరిధారీ నీరా కే ప్రభు హృదయ విహారీ నీరా కే ప్రభు హృదయ విహారీ సూరదాస ప్రభు హే గిరిధారీ హే గిరిధారీ మీరా కే ప్రభు హృదయ విహారీ మీరా కే ప్రభు హృదయ విహారీ
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।